Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebfe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on his Giants beating the Philadelphia Eagles last night as a 7.5-point underdog. Big Blue gets it done, which was great. Bet Giants plus 7.5. Talked about that during the Power Hour on Thursday's edition of You Better You Bet. So it was good to see that bad boy get home. Good to see the Dodgers get home. Thanks to Orion Kirkering for that one. That was awesome, awesome night of betting with the Dodgers and the Giants. Not so great with the Milwaukee Brewers, but hey, now we got ourselves a Game 5 tomorrow night. So at least that's fun in the baseball playoffs. But wanted to get into some of the popular betting sides that we have as we head into the weekend in both the NFL and college football. And as always, we'll start with the NFL. That's the sport that I love the most. And this is courtesy of our guy, John Ewing, over at BetMGM. So this is the most bet spreads via ticket count this week in the National Football League. So the fifth most popular bet is the Denver Broncos laying 7.5 in London as they take on the New York Jets. That is apparently where all the recreational bettors are putting their money. As am I. I don't know, man. I don't know how the Jets are supposed to score on this Denver defense. And like, I guess you could say if there's an area that you could attack the Broncos, maybe it's running the football. And that's probably the only area where the Jets have any kind of competence on offense. So like, all right, I could see a Jets run game kind of getting going a little bit. But if they ever fall behind, that is good night. Like let's say Denver has like a 10-point lead going into the second half. And then all of a sudden the Jets start the third quarter with a 3-and-out. Denver tacks on some more points. And then here we go, down by 17 or down by 13. Run game out of the picture. That game is over. Denver will extend on that lead because here's Justin Fields, who is not an efficient passer, throwing against probably the best secondary in the NFL. How do you think that's going to go? So if Denver plays from in front, this is one of those games where I think alt spreads might actually cover the number. Now, if the Jets can play from in front and the Jets can kind of get their thing going, maybe it's a competitive game and Denver just wins by 4 or maybe wins by 6 or whatever. But I'm expecting from a coaching standpoint and a personnel standpoint for Denver to run through the New York Jets hot knife through butter. So I'm with the betting public on this game, laying the 7. Like 7.5 is the number at BetMGM, but please shop around. There are some 7s out there, and like that's a big, big difference, 7 and 7.5. Shop around, find the 7, lay the 7. Denver rolls across the pond in London. The fourth most popular bet is actually Monday Night Football. This one, I don't know if it surprised me, but it's interesting. And it's the Buffalo Bills laying 4.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, this is part of the double dip for Monday Night Football. Buffalo at Atlanta, then you have Chicago at Washington as the two games that we'll have on Monday night. I've had no real opinion with this game all week because I think the betting market's just right. I think Buffalo should be more than a 3-point favorite in the game, probably more than 4, and that's what they're at. I know Atlanta's coming off of the bye, extra rest, and also Buffalo coming off of a loss, so a little bit more focused, maybe a little bit more motivated to get back into the win column. So this to me feels like the right number. Now, if it ever got crazy and like let's say got up to 6, then yeah, of course I'd bet the Falcons. But I don't think that's going to happen because I do believe from, I guess, old school handicappers, respected bettors, influential bettors, I think you're going to get some interest on the home dog in prime time. Like, that's usually a spot where teams play above themselves. I mean, we literally just saw it last night with the New York Giants. 7.5. Who wants to bet the Giants? Nobody. We were there on You Better You Bet, but most people didn't want to bet the New York Giants in last night's game. And all you know, the New York Giants, they just win by 17. Like, teams tend to play well at home in primetime because nobody wants to get embarrassed. You know, the whole country is watching. Nobody wants to go out there and just get, like, waxed by some superior team. So if I had to bet the game, I mean, it'd be a small lean to the Atlanta Falcons, but I think the betting market's just right and everything's working according to plan, and this is a game that I'm just going to pass. But I am surprised a little bit by so much interest coming in on the Bills. The third most popular game, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers laying 5.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Now, this makes sense to me, and this number's actually moved up to 6 over at BetMGM. Like, the 5.5s were earlier in the week. We're 6 pretty much everywhere outside of like a couple of domestic sports books that are pretty prominent here. But for the most part, I'm seeing 6 minus 110. There's even a 6 minus 115 that's in the market as well. And I think what's driving this primarily is two things. It's the health of the Pittsburgh Steelers as they get back Joey Porter Jr. Jalen Ramsey might be touch and go. Let's see the Jalen Ramsey news and if he's able to get back out there. But Alex Highsmith, their pass rusher opposite of TJ Watt, he'll be on the field. So like, the Steelers are getting healthier as they had the bye week to kind of rest up and recover. And then on the other side, the Cleveland Browns were in London last week and now are coming back to play a road game. That's a terrible situational spot from a schedule standpoint. I think a lot of that, in congruence with the injury news and the scheduling spot, is why this number, which was 4.5, 5 at open, is now out to that key number of 6. And I understand it to an extent, but at some point, there's a cutoff. And for me, 6 is that point. I bet Browns plus 6. I think people are baking this in a little bit too much, because with these sort of situations, I always ask myself, and I think it's a really good tip for a lot of people to do the same, is that what's more likely? Are we underrating the scheduling spot and the situational spot, or are we overrating the scheduling spot and the situational spot? And based on how people have been talking about this game, it's the number one thing people bring up is the scheduling spot. My guess is that we're overrating it even just a touch. And that touch might have got us from 5.5 to 6. And I will be on the other side to take advantage of that. I like Cleveland plus 6. I think my guy, Dylan Gabriel, hangs within the number. The second most popular game, and we talked about this in the last segment, that's the Indianapolis Colts laying 7.5 against Arizona. I'm on the other side. I bet Cardinals plus 7.5. The number is now 7. But Colts have been really, really good to bettors so far this season. You know, like, oh, they're laying 7 against the Raiders. Maybe too many points. I bet the Raiders that game wasn't too many points. Oh, they're laying 6 on the road against the Titans. Division game on the road. Too many points. No, it wasn't too many points. If you've been laying Indy in these spots, it's been really, really good. And the only game where they went against the bettors was the game where Adonai Mitchell drops the ball heading into the end zone. If not for that, they probably cover the number against the Rams. The Colts have been really, really good and have been outperforming expectations, so it makes sense as to why a lot of people like them. I'll just be the guy that has not learned and is continuing to be stubborn and fading Indianapolis, as I will once again this Sunday. And then finally, in the NFL, the most popular side is the Detroit Lions, plus 2.5 on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Sunday Night Football. Hell of a game. Can't wait to watch this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My opinion, Kansas City should be the favorite. And if I had to bet the game, it would be laying 2.5. I was hoping that we got 3. Because at 3, I would have bet Detroit. But it doesn't look like it's happening because I'm actually seeing at a couple of sports books, it's now down to Chiefs 2. So a lot of that recreational money maybe is right alongside with some influential money and in dragging that down from 2.5 to now 2 at some sportsbooks. BetMGM is still at the 2.5. But I think to me, there's not a whole lot to do there from a betting standpoint. Fun game. If you wanted to bet the over, I guess that could be an option. Although this was 50 on Monday, it's now up to 53. So you've lost a little bit of value there. But like, if I pick the winner, I think it's Kansas City. But at 3, I would take Detroit because Detroit's offense is more than live in this contest. I think defensively, too, Detroit can cause some havoc for Kansas City with their pass rush, which is led by Aiden Hutchinson. Real quick, in college football, the most popular sides this Saturday, you have Georgia is the 5th most popular, laying the 3.5 at Auburn. I don't know what to do with that game. Like, I've gone back and forth. Like, parts of me is like, hey, maybe Auburn can be live. Parts of me is like, oh, is there a potential for an over? I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be involved in that one. I'll sit that game out and we'll see what happens. But Gunnar Stockton's been good on the road. We'll see if he can continue over there at Jordan-Hare Stadium. But I think Georgia wins the game, so no real interest from me. 4th most popular, Ohio State laying 14.5 at Illinois. We had PJ Glasser on with us, the Glass Man, earlier this week. He likes the Buckeyes laying that number. That's where I would put my money if I wanted to bet the game, but I'm just going to leave that game alone and go ahead and pass it. The 3rd most popular betting side is the Oregon Ducks laying 7.5. And I believe there are some 7s that are out there in the market. BetMGM has 7.5 right now. But anything at 7 or better is a bet on Oregon for me. I think Oregon's just the much better team. And I'm looking at the market. Yeah, there's still 7-110 that is out there. I think Oregon's the better team. I think in these spots, Dan Lanning flexes his muscles. And I don't think Indiana's played a team like this at all this season. And maybe you can say the same about Oregon as well, given the fact that Penn State just lost to UCLA. But I think Oregon gets it done at home. Tough travel for the Hoosiers on Saturday. 2nd most popular, Oklahoma laying the 1. You know how I feel about that one. Hook 'em horns. Let's go Texas. I think Texas wins the game. And the most popular side in college football, Alabama laying 3 at Mizzou. I like Bama. Call me Joe Public. Call me Mr. Chalk. I like Bama. And I'll lay 3. I haven't laid it yet. Let's get this down to 2.5 because I think you're going to get some interest coming in on Mizzou. Fun. Hell yeah. Give me 2.5. I think Bama and Kalen DeBoer get it done. These are the games that DeBoer wins and covers. The big spreads are the ones you got to be concerned about. But these games, I think DeBoer finds a way. So those are your popular betting sides in the NFL and in college football. Let's talk baseball while we have some time here before the break. And we'll bring in our baseball aficionado, Jake Hassan and Tyler Morales. Jake, we got a game 5 tonight in Seattle, Tigers at the Mariners. And then a game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee between the Cubs and the Brewers. How are you looking to bet both of these decisive games?
I have no idea what's going to happen in Cubs and Brewers, so I'm just going to stay off of that one, mostly because my phone rang today and Craig Counsell wants me to pitch out of the bullpen at this point. Neither of these teams have any pitchers left. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, so I'm staying away. Tonight, I'm sorry, I think Scooble's a psycho. This is Jakey Narratives. I don't care. They're showing him smiling in the dugout while they got the graphic. Oh, the last 3 times he's been in Seattle, not his best starts. I think he's a crazy person. I don't think the Mariners are going to get him twice. Give me Scooble 11Ks at 2-1. Give me Scooble to get the win at plus 125. I want everything with him. I thought he'd be super public. At BetMGM, the most bets tonight are all George Kirby unders. So I'll take all the Scooble bets I can get. Not a single Scooble bet on the top 5 at BetMGM, which is shocking to me.
Tyler, what do you like in baseball tonight and tomorrow night?
Mariners money line. Think they're going to win the series. Scooble will be laughing his way to Cancun. I like the Mariners. And I can't believe you guys talked me off the Cubs before the postseason. I'm right back with the Cubs. So I think the Cubs are going to win the series.
Yeah.
I do think the Cubs are going to win the series. I'll let you guys know who I like in the Mariners-Tigers game. I got King Felix behind me literally right now in the studio. So it'll be a surprise who I bet in that game. But interesting bets nonetheless from the crew here with the baseball tomorrow and tonight. Nick Costos joins us on the other side to break down his Giants being the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.